We're talking about podcast. We're talking about. Podcast. It's almost the same spot as the. Like yes. The,
just a little more grit to it.
Yeah.
Dude. Just too good.
Oh, I'm Jordan, and this is a pod. This is legally a podcast.
I'm Doge. I have two for us this
Yay!
Two. Or afternoon, evening, whenever you're listening to this. The first one goes like this. I'm Doge. What did Mars say to Saturn?
I don't know, man.
Give me a ring sometime.
Okay.
Give me a ring sometime and free
Dude, I was like thinking that. The same thing. It's just give me a. That's it. Yeah. It could have been a give Kit Kat a, bar anything. Commercial, but no. We're trying to free
The
souls.
Second one goes like this. I'm Doge, and this knock-knock joke comes to us courtesy of Nick Reganis from IMGP.
Oh, let's go, dude.
He emailed us. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Orange, you glad we're friends? I am. And then there's a cute little picture, a little JPEG of an orange. Nick, we are glad we're friends, and we're so thankful for you.
Nick, I think we all know that that's not a very funny joke, but it is a very sweet joke, and I think I'll take that. I think I'll take that.
Love no, you, but knock-knock jokes are always so funny. All the ones that I… See, that's the difference, I think, is like Nick's really good at IMDb synopsis, and I'm good at finding the most gut-bustingly hilarious, kind of irreverent, witty knock-knock jokes from across the internet.
I actually think that what did blank say to blank is a more consistently, at least like… air through nose level chuckle joke setup than knock knock.
Truly.
I've got that one on the schedule for 2027. So we've got a little bit of time to get through before I move to that format.
Got it.
I'm Carter also, by the way. I'm Carter here at the end. And screw you. Can't get enough Arnold right now. I've got a special conversation I want to have where Arnold's at the center. Which really is how I begin any conversation in my life right now.
Sure.
Like, hey guys, I've got a special combo. Let's talk about Arnold. Before we do that, can we just take a time to talk about… We recently talked about things to look forward to in the movie business. Movies and TV. And one of those being, you know, a good stubborn creator is always going to be a good vibe for us in particular. The Denis Villeneuve's of the world, the Camerons, the… Ridley Scott's probably. Ridley's kind of all over the place recently. But Rian Johnson is one of these people that we probably should have mentioned before. Rian, somehow, whoever he works with just gives him the keys and it's always the best thing to do. And I think it might be because he just confuses them. They don't know. They just are like, it worked last time. I don't know what this is going to be, but let's give it a shot. Wake Up Dead Man is the third in the Knives Out anthology. And it's coming out. And the… announcements, this trickling out is just a lovely, lovely time. The trickling out of finding out who is in this cast. And I want to kind of go through the order that we heard our cast members here and talk a little bit about this. Really, the only name that I'm not super familiar with, but maybe those that are looking at young talent would be, certainly Rian Johnson is Kaylee Spaney. She was in the Elvis movie that was not Austin Butler. She played Priscilla. She was also in Civil War recently. She's been in Bad Times at the El Royale.
Loved
Younger. She was one of the first to be announced. She was announced along with Josh O'Connor. Josh is one of the two of the trio. Well, he's one of the trio from Challengers. He's got a lot of heat right now of just being like sexy so vibe, goodness. But really talented. Like he was probably the best thing about that movie. And that movie had Zendaya in it. And I love her.
Did you see it? Did you see the movie?
I did. I enjoyed it.
Okay, we have to pause. This. We have to pause. We haven't talked about it.
I thought we
you haven't told us. Have you?
We have, I think. We talked about it at Two Chunks Movie Club. I don't know if you were on that part of the table.
Oh, no. I think I was talking to somebody else.
Yeah. I enjoyed
wow.
it. Yeah. It was not what I expected in really a good way. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
I think it's a flash in the pan. I think it's going to be something that is super poppy and it's going to hit and it's going to have some kind of cult following years down the road. But it's certainly not something that we're going to look back at and be like, this is what really, this is the pinnacle of Zendaya. I think we've already...
We'll never be saying challengers if we do Zendaya for extra credit.
Daniel Craig obviously is in this movie. Benoit Blanc, he has to be. And I have to say, Benoit Blanc, after two installments, is maybe my favorite character in movies, modern movies right now. Like, unbelievable. On, so fun. I want to tell you a little bit about how we heard about this cast release at the Willis House. Chelsea and I were having a conversation because we love these movies too. And I was kind of updating her because this happens. Every Knives Out movie, and really it felt like when Knives Out happened, I was interested because it was Daniel Craig's, it felt like his first thing. We didn't know it was a big thing yet, but his first thing after Bond. Then then the cast just dropped. I just feel like it was just, oh my God, here's 12 people and it's Rian Johnson. Okay, awesome. And it's also Rian kind of working his way back from Last Jedi. I think we talked about that stubbornness, right? That's kind of the kind of thing that messed him up in terms of maybe completely threw off the new trilogy, which was already kind of shot.
Yeah, I didn't like that movie. I still don't really like that movie. So, he doesn't hit every time for me, but I
doesn't
appreciate...
Doesn't hit every time.
I appreciate a willingness to stick to a vision, certainly.
Yes. I think that's the one time he doesn't hit for me.
Yeah.
TBH, TB Honest.
Yeah. I told Chelsea when we heard Josh O'Connor was in the movie, I was like, oh, Ryan's going out there and he's getting the new sexiness out there. And she's like, well, he's not really the... It's like Paul Mescal and really Andrew Scott were in that movie together. And a lot of people are just hot for Andrew Scott. And I was like, well, that's true. Next day, Andrew Scott is in this movie. Yep. He's in this movie. Yep.
Good.
Chelsea's wrapping up Scandal for the second or third time. Then the next day, Kerry Washington announced that she's going to also be in. And we're just kind of like, wait a minute. And we start like just wishing who would be in the movie.
Yeah, sure.
And I was like, dude, I wish
it's Arnold.
When I'm thinking at right, when I'm
Alyssa
thinking of,
Edwards.
When I'm thinking backstabs.
Back rolls.
Backstabs.
I was like, ooh, what about one of the other guys? What about one of the guys that's been rumored as James Bond? I was like, dude, I would love. And Furiosa's out. I'm like, man, I'd love if Tom Hardy's in the movie. Tom Hardy's in the movie, y'all. Next day.
Oh my goodness.
Tom Hardy announced in the movie.
Crazy.
Not to mention Jeremy Renner, Mila Kunis, Glenn Close, and Lindsay Lohan. So
crazy.
Ryan, we can't wait, man.
Yeah,
he did it again. I remember when we reviewed Glass Onion, we were just like, how do you maintain this level of like, I have never imagined these people in a room together,
it's a mix,
but now
right.
It's perfect. Like, how do they do it again?
Throwing in the Lohan is what's going to just be like, that's the secret ingredient.
Right?
She'll die early, right? No, I'm kidding. That's fine. She can live. I think it would be clever if she lost her memory. Can you imagine? I want to have a conversation about one of one.
With her mom or something.
I knew after watching Total Recall, which is the second installment in our Dataday afternoon. Remind me the post colon here. Dataday afternoon.
What's I don't think there's a colon. I just think all the vowels are threes.
Okay, that's fine. Dataday afternoon. There wasn't like a special thing that we said after Dataday afternoon?
There was, and then we got rid of it because all the vowels being threes is funnier.
That is funnier. Dataday afternoon.
It's like Dataday threefter-threen, basically.
Threefter-threens. Total Recall is what we're going to talk about in the second half. Well, we're going to probably start talking about it now, but it'll be the second half of this episode. I knew that before we were recording that the majority of what we would talk about is Arnold, and it would be Arnold noises. I cannot...
Yeah.
You know, Jingle All the Way is my legitimate favorite Christmas movie. Sure. We've done a handful of
That's
Arnie's.
So
he's been a big part of Saturday afternoon for us. There's no one in the world like Arnold Schwarzenegger. No one at all. And I wanted to do
Jake
a Mount
Paul,
Rushmore.
Just
it's
strong.
It's been a bit since we've done a Mount Rushmore here. It's really just trying to have a conversation about who are the four that represent whatever the vibe is or whatever the... I can't even think of the name. But one of ones is what I want to talk about today. And I think Arnold Schwarzenegger is a one of one. If we were to create criteria, one of the things that I texted the boys was one of ones for me are people that you can't really, the only way to replicate them is to just absolutely cartoon them. Like it's people impersonating this person because there's really no one who exists who is like this person. And I don't think it qualifies because there's some people that I tried to think of too, but I, unfortunately, if they have a kid that's a lot like them, they're going to get compared to them. So that's tough. So like Denzel Washington isn't a one of one to me because he's got a really talented son that reminds me a lot of Denzel Washington. But I was thinking too of the things that you'll see all the time that's like, you these actors always get mixed up. Tom Hardy's got like two or three guys that people think is Tom Hardy, or they'll say like the, you know, bargain bin blank. Like it's like, oh, it's the less famous version of this person.
Yeah. Sometimes people cast a Tom Hardy type.
Yes.
Right.
You can't it's cast like, an Arnold type.
Another one like this is like Amy Adams and is it Isla or Isla Fisher?
I thought it was Isla, but it might be Isla.
But those two, it's like, oh, well, I thought this was them. Yeah. Matt Damon has people that people think he is. Benicio del Toro is like Jesse a Latin Clemens, Brad Pitt, like all these things. So I have a one-of-one conversation here. I have what I believe is my Mount Rushmore. It's certainly flexible, but I want to have a conversation around these. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I've got two I feel very
he's in my Lincoln
about.
Schwarzenegger's in my Lincoln spot, dude. He's right there. Have to have a smile.
The great emancipator.
He's got the gap in his teeth. I think no one else will ever be like Christopher Walken.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think he's a one of one. I think Nicolas Cage is a one of one because he's the fox in the woods that's just going back over and retracing its steps. It's like there's like no way to track him. Like you can't possibly be Nicolas Cage. And then Jeff Goldblum. I don't think there'll ever be anybody that anyone's like, oh, that reminds me of Jeff. So that's my Rushmore. Jordan, you said you had two that you were pretty...
That I feel
I also have two that I feel very strongly about.
Let's talk about
in addition to Arnold, I think all those are great answers. I think you are right. Those are all one of ones that are... like not even imitatable unless you are doing a caricature. Like there's no way to like act like them without somebody being like, oh, you're just being Jeff Goldblum. Just
doing a Jeff Goldblum impression.
Yeah.
Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
Okay.
Danny DeVito. there's no other Danny DeVitos.
Danny DeVito. That's loca. True.
And then Dolly Parton, dude. I think Dolly Parton stands in her own lane.
That's true.
There are imitators.
Dolly's a great choice.
There are imitators, but there are none who live that life. Nobody's about that Dolly life except
Dolly. One's accidentally so much like a spitting image of Dolly Parton. No one's like, oh.
Yes.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yes.
They're like trying to be Dolly Parton. That's right. Good.
I have two more to submit for the consideration of the jury. Jack Black.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Who's going to ever be that ever again?
I think there are people who try to chomp that flavor, but
nobody can do it because Jack Black, it feels to me that Jack Black is not being a character. It feels completely 100% earnest. That it's like, that's just him. And he's just trying to shred life.
Mm-hmm.
And
good cereal.
Robin Williams, honestly.
Oh yeah.
Sure.
Nobody will do that ever again.
Can we have a conversation about Denzel, often imitated, but does anybody really have... like, is there really anybody that you sub in for Denzel who brings the Denzel flavor?
No. See, I think that Denzel's flavor to me is not... it's a great flavor, but it's not as unique. It's not as like, there is nothing else like this. He's an excellent actor, but there are plenty of like... excellent actors. I mean, I guess when I'm considering Mount Rushmore, it's like people whose vibe and who what they bring is so completely unique. Where it's just there is nobody even doing anything similar to this.
I think something for me too, and maybe everyone we've mentioned, maybe except for Denzel, is like when they're in the movie, they can't not be them. You know what I'm saying? Like
right. Never disappeared
even
into a role.
Even with an accent, it's still, oh my God, it's Nick Cage, dude. Come on, what are you trying to do? Like, Nick, we know it's you.
Yeah.
You can't have Chris Walken, Jeff Goldblum. Like, in any role, like Jeff Goldblum played a villainous overlord in a Thor movie, and he was just Jeff Goldblum with like some face paint. Yeah. Like it was still just.
See, it's stuff like that that I think keeps somebody like McConaughey out of this list.
Sure.
Because McConaughey has an interesting flavor, but other people can also have the like, I'm a cool Southern guy flavor. You know what I mean? In a way that like, I feel like these other folks are so completely unique. It is interesting, and I don't want to be a bummer. It is interesting that we're thinking of mostly men for this.
Yeah, I was just wondering why it is that women aren't coming to mind as like...
I think women are encouraged to sand down the edges of the weirdness to be marketable and palatable to men 18 to 35.
Sure. Yeah. Yep. Another man to think of too is Keanu Reeves, was someone that I thought was like...
Keanu's a really good call.
You can't.
For this.
There's not really anybody out there that reminds me of Keanu. He always is himself. We have seen him in like.
Yeah. So is this the conversation sort of movie star versus actor? Where it's like, I mean, like, would we put The Rock here? Would we put like Kevin Hart here?
No. I would not put The Rock here because like there's John Cena. It's like there's always going to be the post-wrestling.
Yeah. Right. And there's Dave Bautista, who's the actual good version of all of that.
Right. And Bautista. Dude, I think Cena is coming for the crown. He's actually.
I do like Cena a lot.
He's done some really good stuff.
Dude, with John Cena and his... He still holds the record for the most Make-A-Wish wishes ever fulfilled. He's in the like mid-hundreds. Like,
come on now.
Cool.
I think John Cena has... It might be close to 500 now, but I know for sure that he has personally shown up to fulfill over 400 Make-A-Wishes for
kids.
That's
amazing.
You can never make me hate John Cena. Like, he just...
That's amazing.
He just is... He's one of the rare celebrities that seems like he wants to do something more with his fame. And I appreciate that.
The Rock has his face and name on close to 500 products.
Yeah, sure.
He's also coming for that crown.
Right.
He's selling shampoo now.
He's bald.
Yeah. On the bottle, it literally says, if I had hair, this is what I'd use.
That's so funny, dude. He's going to start selling tampons. He's going to be like, I don't use them, but
I would probably.
These are the ones I would use.
Oh.
No, I think
Dwayne
Arnold
the Block
is-
Johnson for a heavy flow.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
I think Arnold is such a good choice for this that it's so Arnold is like a one of one of one of ones.
Yeah, sure.
Is it just four like, Arnolds, dude? Is that what our Mount Rushmore is?
Is it just Arnold from four different movies?
No, I really am. I think Goldblum is like Arnold level of unique for sure.
Will never happen again. Yeah.
So we've got two certain.
It's hard.
And then from there, I don't know. Hard. I do like Dolly. I think that's anyone that is just like also, I don't know, it's just a brand, you know?
Dolly Parton was instantly, I don't know why. Maybe I was watching a Trixie Mattel TikTok or something, but Dolly Parton was instantly my first thought just because Dolly Parton, again, imitated, yes, but is there anybody who I genuinely think is just like about that Dolly life? No.
They'd just be.
I'm comfortable putting Dolly Parton on there.
So it's Dolly, Jeff, and Arnold. We are creating quite the hang right now.
We need one more, right?
I'd kill to hang out with any of these people.
Okay, can I submit Jack Black? Imagine anybody else playing any of the very Jack Black roles.
I mean, I'm always happy to include Jack Black.
Jack is one of those people where it's like, I think people try to do that, but Jack is... Have you seen the TikTok of him with that kid who's like, my favorite movie ever is School of Rock? And Jack's oh yeah, you remember that time when I sang this song in the classroom and just does the whole song? This is like a few years ago.
Yeah.
Who else is doing that? Who else is living that life?
I saw him singing the full Encarnacion song with an interviewer.
Yes. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, Jack Black. Jack Black on screen and in real life is a one of one, regardless of if he ends up on the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. I guess maybe Walken and Keanu are too private.
Seems like you're trying to keep him off.
To know how much they're... I don't know. I think Walken doesn't act. He does. But it's also just like... If I'm meeting him and talking to him, he sounds exactly like every character he's ever played.
Sure.
But I think the Chris Walken thing, something about Arnold and Dolly being up here, is there's an element of real life genuineness. Where it's like Arnold is like a legit
person. And Jeff. Jeff is that. Jeff Goldblum. Isn't he?
Jeff is a legit good person. Dolly's a legit good person. I don't know anything. I'm not saying Walken's a bad dude.
Yeah.
But there is an element of like showing up and playing yourself in a way that Arnold and Jeff do, where it's like, you're just like, you're being, I don't know. There's a morality clause, I think.
Do we think Walken is a cadence more than a...
That's what I'm saying. Is Walken persona just an old McConaughey, where it's like, you don't disappear into these roles, and it's because your voice is so weird and unique?
Maybe. I think that is a quality of being a one of one, but... Right.
I think if I body swapped with Christopher Walken, if I Freaky Friday'd Christopher Walken, it would take me, with no mirrors involved, it would take me a little bit to realize who I had swapped with. I think if I Freaky Friday'd with any of these other people, within 5 minutes of waking up, I'd be like, am I Jeff Goldblum right now?
You head over to the keys.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. I think if I woke up, here. I think ooh, if I woke right up now? As Dolly Parton, I think I could breakfast. Open my eyes probably and be like, hey, I'm Dolly Parton, I think.
Yeah, what up?
Yeah. I'm Dolly Parton.
Yeah. All
right. Who am I? What was
you? Just like look around. I would say Keanu over Jack Black. To be honest.
Interesting.
Why?
I think if we're, and this is unfair. I'm coming from a very unfair place.
That's fine. Life's unfair, baby.
In the next 50 years, there's more of a chance that there's going to be somebody that reminds you of Jack Black than someone that reminds you of Keanu Reeves. I think it's not hard to get singy, dancey, high energy, heavy set,
chubby agile guy.
Talented boy.
A chubby agile guy.
Yeah. That's not hard.
I don't know, man. Keanu is the one that we have mentioned that I think I would get behind being on the mountain the least, just because similar to Walken, Keanu is... This isn't a conversation about being a good person, but Keanu feels like he's like a cadence. Like he's like a... I'm not saying I don't like Keanu. I'm just saying I don't...
No, this
I don't
is...
You hate John Wick, though. It's crazy how much you hate John Wick.
I've missed it. I've missed the mark. I feel ashamed. Should we be talking about Vin Diesel?
Ooh.
It's tough, right? Because like...
I mean...
Bad person.
Yeah.
That's true. But can't have bad person
nasty,
up there.
Nasty boy.
But like, yeah, so there's no others.
Maybe we would have put him on the mountain, but we've chiseled his face off the mountain.
Yeah,
that's true. We have a blank spot to fill.
It would be very American of us to put not a good person in a monument.
All right. What are you talking about?
I'm fine with Jack Black.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to steamroll.
No, that's fine.
This is going on a mountain that is sacred to people who are not us. So we have to make sure we do a really good job of picking the faces to go up there.
I just think there's a chance that we get a California boy that can do action movies.
It's way less about where he's from. It's who, like how he...
No, I mean, you're right. He's got that sort of like, he's got that lumber thing going on when he walks. Like, he walks like,
who,
like
yeah. Hey, he walks like Lurk.
He's got a whole thing.
Who else do you know right now that is equal parts dull and charming?
Sure. Like, no, it's a great point.
Doge?
I'm literally right here.
No, dude. No. Keanu's range, like his vocal range never changes. He's somehow...
Right.
the best thing about a movie that he's in. Yeah. It's just always the same place. No inflection, just louder. But
Carter,
boy, he's good at it.
You told me once, I think you told me once, maybe in college, that you, when you watch movies, you watch to see if people's eyebrows move when they act. And that's now all I can focus on when I watch.
No.
Specifically, like, I don't think Keanu's eyebrows ever move. I think his eye, like, nose up doesn't change ever.
That's so funny. Yeah, I do look at eyes a lot. Because some people will overdo it.
Yeah,
it's like every time an inflection goes up, they feel like there's a string attached to it. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
You know who's got the most agile eyebrows in the
you
game?
You tricked
in this
me!
Whole conversation. I didn't. I just realized this.
Jack Black.
Because imagine Jack Black, just eyes. Nose to mid-forehead. He's still conveying all the emotion that you need to. I'm not trying to.
I mean, if we're talking
you,
about iconic eyebrows, then Dwayne The Rock Johnson's back on the table.
No.
Eyebrow. No, singular. Don't.
Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah.
One.
That's no, just one eyebrow. One.
All right. I'm comfortable with
Let's
Keanu.
Do it.
I think with talking oh. through it, I think that Keanu has. You're right. There's like a general oeuvre of Keanu that is like his own thing. Yeah. Keanu brings a very specific flavor that is like body and soul.
The rest of the world knows what kind of Keanu will work. Like for those that love Keanu, I see him. He's going to be in he's going to be in a Ronin movie. And I'm like, dude, that's not it. But I can't wait to go see that in theaters. You know, it's like, this isn't it. I'm going to go watch
movie.
How bad this will be.
That's pretty terrible.
Because Keanu did it. Because if I can predict what's good and bad based off of what you're choosing in your career, that's kind of one of one. It's
I think
weird.
He won't have another stinker.
No. I don't think so. And if he does, it's like a wink, wink.
Yeah, sure.
You know, because Nick Cage.
Stink.
Made a joke about himself, like with the movie. And I know we're not talking about Nick Cage anymore, but maybe he's
certainly
his own
another
thing.
One of one. All of these people are one of ones. It's just which ones are going on the mountain, I think.
All right.
I will say, if we put Keanu on this mountain, then I'm going to go, once you guys are done carving his face in, I'm going to go make one of those little stacks of rocks like people do when they're hiking or camping in the shape of Jack Black and just put it at the foot of this mountain.
Sure. All right.
He's just, Jack Black is just waiting for one of these people to slip up and do something really heinous.
He's coming for the crown.
Watch out, Dolly.
So Arnie, like, Dolly.
Publish Dolly's tweets.
Jeffy and Kiki are our one of ones.
Jeffy.
Not Rushmore.
Jeffy.
Arnie, Dolly, Jeffy, Kiki.
We got them all. That's our Mount Rushmore.
It's a good Mount Rushmore. It's a weird Mount Rushmore,
appreciate. It was going to be. I think if we did it right, it was going to be strange.
Sure. Extremely weird.
I appreciate y'all.
Also, shout out to John Goodman, who I just thought of, who is like pretty alone in his Goodmanness.
Big guy, warm voice. We'll get that again.
Again, I think it's oversimplifying the John Goodman of it all.
I don't know that I think he necessarily brings something extremely unique. We'll get big guy, warm voice again. Never again married to Roseanne, but big guy, warm voice for sure.
Don't think so. Not, you know, it's oversimplifying, but that's okay. Shall we shout announce?
We Do shall. It.
Welcome to the shout announcements part. I
the Gungan
going
King.
Through the planet core.
So
it's
fun.
The part of the show where we give shout outs and make announcements. Shout out to Heat, because that's the movie that we will be talking about next week as part two of Datter Day Threefter Threen.
Part three.
Part three, Dot.
Part three, whoops.
Part three of
Datter. Whoops.
D3 Threen.
You silly dad, you slept through one of them.
Let's just call it D3, honestly, because E3 is done. So let's be D3 now.
Yeah.
D3's never. I bet that's never been used.
As W3 of D3, M3 on W3 of D3 is going to be Heat. Make sure you watch all 3 hours of that. so that you can listen to us talk about this movie.
Or don't. You don't have to watch it. You can still come hang out.
No, you should watch it. It's a good movie.
It's really good. There's no prerequisites.
It's a good movie.
What we do need you to do, and this is a non-negotiable. So, like, sorry, you're trapped. If you hear me say this, you're trapped. You have to do it. We need you to go to twochunksandahunk.com and vote for the June movie for Two Chunks Movie Club. As a reminder, the way this works is that anyone in the whole world who's listening can vote for the movie for Two Chunks Movie Club. If you support us on Patreon at any level, your vote counts twice. And if you support us on Patreon at the $5 level, you get invited to this movie with us via Discord. But the winning movie will be one that we do an episode about here on the feed. And I really hope it's a good one, because June has some pretty freaking slim pickings for Two Chunks Movie Club.
Some stinkers.
So don't pick a stinker, please.
Please don't pick a stinker. And you can just come hang. Like, if you don't want to watch the stinker, you just come hang out with us.
Please pick a guten movie.
Please don't pick a stinker.
Don't pick no stinker, please.
Pick a good film.
As an encouragement to you, if I'm on an airplane and it's the first time I hear from the pilot, you know, you never really see the pilot. You usually only hear the pilot. And it's your voice. I feel so safe. I think I feel the safest I've ever felt on a plane.
Really?
You just had some pilot vibes there when you were doing.
Try this.
This is your captain. We're coming in for a hot landing.
Your voice. Why are you changing?
This is my voice if I was a pilot. We're coming in for a hot landing at Dallas Love Field.
A hot landing sounds...
The wings are gone and we have no electricity. We're going to be... Let's go with fine.
Cool. I feel safe.
Can I give it a try? You feel safe?
Yeah.
Can I take a swing at it? Get a hand on that ball.
Watch out, everybody. It's going to be a crazy landing today. Everybody's going down straight in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. Get your water wings out and get ready to jump out from the left and the right side. I've been your captain today.
I think something like that, probably.
Oh, I hated that so much.
Am I comforting? Ew. Is it comforting?
So comforting, dude. So comforting.
I've been thinking about going into shock jocking.
Yeah. Could you do that and then say, say next up is Kid Rock.
Yeah.
Next up is
Kid Rock. Coming at you next, we've got Kid Rock with every song he's ever written.
Hold on to your badang-da-dang ditties, because we're about to ball with the ball.
Chickeny China, the Chinese chicken.
I know that's not Kid Rock. I just think that's a very funny lyric to a song.
It is. We've been back, right? Are we back? That's too good for a shout out. Well, no, people should listen to shout outs.
This is a reward only for those who are willing to listen to shout announcements. I assume if they're doing that thing where they skip forward 30 seconds, they would catch some of those voices and then go back 15 seconds to
like,
see.
Wait a minute. Voices.
That! Whoa, what was that?
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Doge, I need you to give me a synopsis for Total Recall so that we can discuss the film.
This week's IMDb synopsis was written by Nick Reganis, friend of the pod. Earth, 2084. Plagued by vivid visions of colonized Mars, construction worker Douglas Quaid longs for a trip to the distant red planet. To decipher his recurring nightmares, Quaid purchases a cheaper alternative to the expensive journey, virtual recollections of an imaginary vacation to Mars, provided by Recall Incorporated, a company implanting memories. Instead, the procedure backfires on him, and what Quaid used to perceive as reality becomes a blur. And as the bullets start flying, the answers Quaid seeks are on Mars.
Come on.
However, how can he tell the difference between reality and fantasy? Is Quaid prepared for a total recall?
Nick.
That's such a good one,
Nick. Did it again.
That's a great one.
Yeah, very. That's a great one. Powerful. First of all, I didn't think I had ever seen this off of television, like off of, you know, TBS or something.
Sure.
But I definitely have, because I've seen Triple Boob, and Triple Boob would never have been allowed on the cables.
That's what the three in Saturday Afternoon 3 stands for.
Triple
Boob. Yeah. It's D3. D3 boobs.
Three boobs.
These three boobs of Orient are...
This was Callie's first time watching this film. And I believe...
What'd she think of it?
I believe her reaction at the end was... Wow. Which, in my opinion, is the right reaction to Total Recall. Just an insane movie. I forgot. It's been so long since I've seen this.
It's been a minute.
The explosion of atmosphere back onto Mars lasts for about 12 minutes, it feels like.
It takes so long, dude.
Just screaming like with bulging eyes with an exploding
volcano. That's my super pump. That's my super pump.
Okay.
Of all the Saturday Afternoon things, it's like Arnie covering himself in mud and holding big gun is like,
oh, that's so
about
cool.
As Saturday as you get. And then also like, space explosion for such a long time.
So long.
We lost so much glass, dude.
Yeah.
It was all the glass on Mars. Amazing. Extras working overtime.
Yes.
Dude.
For
and
sure.
I could not get enough. I could not get enough of the like face exploding. Like the pressurized face. The blah, 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 blah. Like I could not. Our so big bad gets destroyed because his eyes are
that somebody off camera is just like shaking. Right.
Shaking, just shaking. But yeah, my super pump is the end of this movie. It is so satisfying. So satisfying. And it's trying to be cool. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like in the Academy Awards, this is one of those where like what they tried to do for Smeagol. Like they made up something to give them an award for Total Recall. Because in 1990 or 1991, I think it was 1990, right?
Yeah.
I think is when this came out. It's still so very 80s, though. What an 80s movie.
Oh, sure. Because it was produced, it was created entirely in the
80s. But the visions of the future are so... I have fallen in love with like retrofuturism. Like any 20-plus year old vision of the future cracks me up. And just first of all, Cybertrucks everywhere, dude. Who knew that Elon Musk was such a fan of Total Recall? The ugliest cars you've ever seen just driving around. Yeah, that's a fin.
Could have honestly guessed.
This movie is. There's a lot in here. I'm going to put this movie as a, not necessarily speaking for quality, but just like a top three Saturday, like. This movie embodies everything that Saturday Afternoon is about.
I agree. Because it looks cheap is the thing. Like the prosthetics and special effects look good and the sets look so unbelievably cheap.
Right.
This was shot entirely on sets in Mexico City. And it looks like this is for... I was thinking of this last night while I was watching. Like what type of dad is this for? We've done this on Saturday Afternoon before. We've created dads. It like a lore dad who's like, you don't understand. It's a grand conspiracy. The aliens on Mars actually had a blue sky on Mars. But that dad still needs it to kind of feel a little bit like Gunsmoke and look a little bit like Star Trek, the original series.
You know who...
And so it's...
Yeah. There's a Star Trek connection here too with our composer. But I think this is my uncle. Have we talked about my... I call him Uncle Bubba. It wasn't until I was like... 10 that I found out his name was David.
Ew.
But I'd always called him.
I think we have.
Okay. Worked at NASA.
I remember at least.
Yeah. Worked at NASA. Like he was watching Apollo 13 with Gene Kranz when it came out. Like crazy, cerebral, smart dude. hates, like there's this window for sci-fi for him, or really just space at all, to where it's like it's either hyper-realism. It's like they're trying to do exactly what happened, like in Apollo 13. He's like, that's one of the best ever. But then he also really likes Independence Day. And there's this thing that happens to where if it's ridiculous enough that he doesn't, that it's like, well, they're just trying to have fun. Like if you're trying to claim to be legitimate when you're talking about anything computer future type stuff, he's out. Like he hates Armageddon because Armageddon, like the cavalierness of just throwing together this crew to go do, he's like, well, it wouldn't travel at that trajectory and something that big at an explosion at that point.
It's got to
like,
be easier to train astronauts to do mining than it is to train miners to do astronauts. Yeah, sure.
Yes. So there's like, there's enough that the movie is claiming to do that he comes in and calls bullshit.
Right.
So he would love Total Recall because Total Recall is the ridiculous. There,
yeah.
It's like, oh,
yes.
Cool.
Yes.
Yes, dude.
Dude, yeah. I have a memory, a childhood, like, I guess, core memory of Arnold pulling the thing out of his nose.
Yeah. The sound he makes when he first sticks it up his nose, it like touches his nose and then he shoves it in. When he shoves it in, he goes, it's like the least Arnold, most Arnold noise.
Dude, this movie. So I'm going to super pump. Just the plot of this movie is so outrageous.
It's wild.
I love it. I love
it. It's not really. So I went through a big Philip K. Dick phase.
Sure.
It's not really all that much like We Can Remember It For You wholesale.
No,
it's like a similar enough premise. And like it's definitely an adaptation of that work. But it's also just like, what if that work was supremely
stupid
1989 fantasy?
Well, I've talked with my therapist quite a bit about how I struggle with disassociating during things because I'm thinking about remembering them later. Like I won't enjoy being at a concert because I will be thinking about remembering the concert later. So the idea of being sold a fake memory as though it is just as good as the real thing resonates with something I'm trying to stop doing as much in my life. So that's very interesting. But on a much less serious note, because this movie does not deserve that level of discussion, this plot is outrageous and stupid.
Yeah.
And I love it. If this movie was an ounce more serious, it would be bad.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shout out Dan O'Bannon, who was, he did some screenplay and story for Alien. He did like Heavy Metal, which is just such a ridiculous early 80s movie. Return of the Living Dead, Invaders from Mars, Aliens, Total Recall. So he's like the Dan O'Bannon of it all. Is there are parts, I think, that are interesting enough that it's gripping. It's like some of the ideas of the plot are pretty fun. Like some of the ideas of like alternate reality, who's the real you? It also feels like Total Recall was intentionally put here to be like, hey, see how it nods to the rest of this season, Saturday? Because it does do a little bit of everything else. Like we're putting on a different face in this. We have the option to take a red pill. We're having a big fight on an elevator. It's like, oh, okay. There's something coming out of us. Like there's an alien inside of a host body. You know, it does a little bit of everything. And it's a perfect mess, I think. It's fun. I think there's no part of this movie that I'm like, ooh, well, so boring. Because this is Arnold. It feels like Arnold's making fun of himself.
Right.
Sometimes there's so much. Like people were impersonating that by 1990. For sure, dude.
Yeah.
For sure. And he's just like his first two lines are like it's just all just him Arnie.
So he is my super pump for this movie.
Yeah, sure. Give it to him.
And
he could be the super pump for any movie he's in, just him.
Correct. Yes. But he like knows, I don't know, this is some of the earliest fully self-aware Arnold, because this is even a year before Terminator 2. So this is, I feel like, some of the earliest, like I know exactly what I am Arnold's.
Sure.
I'm not saying that he didn't before this. I think he's always known exactly who he is, but the first like willing to the first time I feel like he's really playing with his public perception, his image in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I don't know, guys. I had this thought while I was watching it last night. Is Total Recall such, it's a mess. Like, no doubt about it. No bones about it. It's a mess. Is it so bad it's good?
What? Yes, of course.
Or is it so good it's good? Okay.
No,
so that's what I'm asking. It's like, does it?
Oh, you're saying like, is it good because of how good it is? Or is it good because of how stupid it is? Because I think
right.
both.
Is there another so bad it's good movie that hits across the board that there's very few people who'd be like, I hate Total Recall because it's bad.
Sure. Like, that's a bad reason to hate this movie.
I can't think of another so bad it's good movie that everybody's like, no, you're right. It's so good. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because I think the only way to dislike this...
I think people would dislike Prince of Thieves. I think there are definitely people who are like, Prince of Thieves is just stupid, who don't get it. Like, I think everybody gets Total Recall. When you watch it, you're like, oh, this is so bad that it's
good.
Well,
that's the Arnold of it all, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. So.
What a phenomenon. Dude, this guy is an alien. Arnold Schwarzenegger is his absolute own thing. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
He's also a one way, he doesn't really have flops. His name came up when we were trying to do Blockbusted, right? Because maybe it was just too late, but he has a string of decades here that people just are going, they're going to just see him.
Sure.
Way to go if you can hold up a candle to him. Like, way to go, Sharon Stone. You were amazing and ridiculous in this movie.
Yeah.
What a great Sharon Stone movie. Maybe we're not talking enough about what she did in Total Recall. But it's like, it's about Arnie. Like, and everyone who's a part of this knows. It's about Arnold Schwarzenegger. How can it not be? His name. He announces himself with his lineage. Like, it's just like, he's already kind of ridiculous. Like, it's like, there's no one else like this. We're not even trying to, as much as I'm trying to understand how to spell his name, is how much I'm trying to understand him in general.
Sure.
It's amazing. Just take me. Like, take me whatever, do whatever you want, Arnie. I love it so much. Nominated for 2 Oscars, this movie.
Right? Like,
the effects are amazing.
The effects are great. The tummy mutant is such a good puppet.
It's upsetting. It's upsetting to see with my eyes.
It's really, really good.
I always, yes.
The eye
this is the
I'm
first
saying,
time like, I've fully watched it in my whole life. Because I was just always like, vroom.
But the like, I don't think there's ever been another, I can't think of another so bad it's good movie that everybody is like, we agree this is bad. 2 Oscars, please? Can we have 2 Oscars for this, please?
Right.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I think something magical about this movie is how much stuff it does lore-wise that it just kind of like hand waves. So like...
Right. Everybody's just like, aliens made it. Everybody's like, oh yeah, Drex.
Cab driver being a quote-unquote mutant, but that's definitely the same alien hand that's on... So he's, he's definitely an alien. Like, the cab driver is for sure an alien.
I think he's a mutant and they just were like, this is a cool hand.
But that hand shape is the same hand shape that's on the... The shape of his hand is the same hand that's on the reactor.
That hand had 4 fingers and the cab driver had 3. He had 2 long ones and a little thumb.
You sure?
Wow, dude. That conviction. There's so many great lines too. Like, screw you. The divorce line.
Quaid, I am Quaid.
Shoots,
I am Quaid.
After he shoots Sharon Stone in the head.
Anytime Hauser is on screen talking to Quaid and he's just like, hello, friend, I am you. It's just like,
yeah.
Like, do not be afraid. It's you, me. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, that's the thing. I am you.
Yeah.
You are me.
You're
yeah, it's crazy.
So good, dude.
I want to watch all of Dad or Day Afternoon with y'all because this is our vibe. Like, this is the most fun to do in person. We watched Prince of Thieves together. I think we're planning to watch Face Off together.
Watching Total
because
Recall.
We just can't wait.
Without you guys hurt. We should have watched that together.
The we are so much more creative than some of our one-liner writers for when he's about to kill somebody. Can we think of something better than "see you at the party" when this dude's arms just came off from an elevator?
No, I cannot.
Yes, you can.
No, there's
nothing
better.
It makes no sense.
Yes, it makes
no sense.
It does. We are to assume
we could have been so punny.
We are to assume that off screen, he was in fact invited to that party that Cohagen mentioned before their memory thing happened. I think we're to assume that off screen, Quaid found out that there was going to be a party. Because the party
is mentioned. It's so great. But not to Quaid. But he's holding two severed arms. And he chooses to say, "see you at the party," before he throws the arms off the elevator. Why? There were so many other things we could have said. Dude, there's nothing better in movies, in Hollywood. There is nothing better. Nothing better than Arnold's look of astonishment. Arnold can't believe what he's seeing, which happens all the time in an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, there's nothing better because it is so blatantly, it is so awful.
It's the same face as when you do a magic trick for a baby.
Yes. It is, dude. Like he's on an elevator and Arnold can't believe how high the elevator goes. Or he can't believe that this case is so chrome that he's about to open. Or that this rat could possibly eat the tracking device. He can't believe the watch that projects an image of himself. Like it's all the time.
He throws that rat off.
Dude.
Just pushes it like he's clearing off a table for a map.
Another thing that's Datterday energy is the continuation of just violence. So like how, like we didn't have to be tricked by the rat and all shoot in the same place 12 times. It could have happened 3.
Dude,
but a Datterday movie
human
says,
shield
do it
on
again.
The escalator.
Over there.
That
it's
human
over there.
Shield on the escalator took like 100 bullets.
Yes. And why did you have to show us stepping on a body?
I know.
That's Datterday.
So disrespectful.
That's Datterday.
Also,
this was going to be NC-17 or X, whatever it would have been in 1990. They had to pull it back a little bit for it to be R.
I would love
because
to see
they did go.
The
they went super
cut.
Violent.
There was 4 boobs in that one.
The dive was for the X-ray wall.
Dude, and what's so funny too is like Arnold. I think it's so perfect that Terminator was one of the first big things. Granted, he did Commando, I think, before Terminator. Mm. And was Predator before Terminator?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I know somebody who knows.
There's this perfect storm too of Arnold Schwarzenegger that he was given a role that he was made for before we technically knew who he was, which was like a robot, right? Like the best acting he's ever done was to not act. And so anytime I see him walk...
Total Recall might be the best acting he's ever done.
It's like sometimes he forgets he's not T-800. Like, because he'll... Like sometimes when he walks, he's not moving his arms. Did you ever notice that?
Yeah.
The arm movement of this man.
There is.
And it could be maybe he has to overact because he is kind of moving his arms, but there's only so much he can do to get past his pecs.
Yeah. Like, with this movie and Jingle All the Way, there is something hilarious and unsettling about seeing Arnold dressed just like a guy.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
And seeing Arnold and there's just no, be a dad or just be a construction worker. Yes. I don't know. It's so funny to me.
Yeah.
Mr. Universe, the buffest construction worker of all time.
We talked about one of ones earlier in the episode. And it's like, you know, it's like if we were to say, well, you can't say that Rock or John Cena or Bautista are one of ones because they're all kind of each other. It is kind of like the godfather of all of it was Arnie. So why aren't we saying they're like Arnie?
Sure,
and I think a lot of it has to do with no one will ever look more ridiculous in any role than Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like the first time we saw him was Hercules because someone was like, that's not real. They're like, no, dude, it is. That's his body.
He's imaginary. Yeah.
That's a real guy. And they're like, what? And then they're like, let's put a little bit more clothes on him and just make him a barbarian. Ugh. Right. You know, it's like he kind of, we have incubated his career perfectly because we started by being like, okay, now more words can work.
Yes.
More words. Let's give him a few more. Still kill people though. Still do that. And then, yeah, it's just,
I mean, absolutely no disrespect to Arnold Schwarzenegger, who I love with my whole heart. It's just, this is on the brain. It's the way that we did Caesar in Planet of the Apes.
Sure.
Where it's like strong. Yeah.
No, some I was words, thinking of the,
whoa, yeah. Lots of words.
Dude, every time we do an Arnold movie, it just devolves into us gushing about how awesome Arnold is. And it's good. I'm not,
he's one of the
I'm
best.
Never going to apologize for it because he is truly
an absolute
one of one.
Star.
He is so unique. Let's not forget.
Absolute star.
Let's not forget that this man was governor of California.
Dude.
No comment about quality. I don't really know how good of a job he did. I didn't look into it. But I'm just saying he was there.
Oh, I'll never forget.
It's crazy.
I'll never forget when LA welcomed, like the San Diego Chargers of the NFL became the Los Angeles Chargers. And it was like a big deal. And it was the opening night of the NFL. And it's Arnold out there at this point, maybe in his 60s. And it's just him. He said three words and the people lost their minds. You would have thought the Chargers would win the Super Bowl because he's just like, go Chargers, go. And it was just like, it's like, he holds this power and it's like amazing.
Arnold for king of the world.
Dude, he also launched a franchise that makes no sense. Planet Hollywood should not be successful.
I know. Are they open anymore?
Yes, dude, they're worldwide, aren't they? It's basically like Hard Rock. Maybe they're not anymore. But
no,
that was
it continues
like,
to expand
nothing.
Its brand into a wide array of dynamic ventures, such as the new Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino in Las Vegas.
There it is, dude.
I don't know how new that
Nobody
is.
Nobody like
still.
Him. He is the epitome of movie business, right? Like, doesn't he feel like Hollywood? Like Arnold Schwarzenegger he's got to be one of the most famous humans of all time.
I'm looking up images of this brilliant. Resort and casino. I want to see like what the vibes are.
Do you think they would host Two Chunks Con?
Probably.
Michael Ironside needs to be talked about. What a creep. He was great.
Sure,
he's always just the scummiest of people. Like how he touched the screen when Sharon Stone was giving him the call, like the video call. Oof. And then we got Ronnie Cox, like all these guys. We just got all the nastiest older dudes. But Ronnie Cox's death was absolutely phenomenal. I wish I could think of the name of the toy that you just squeeze it and all of the, like the eyes come out and something comes out of the ears and there's like something that comes out of the nose. It's so silly. Like did our prosthetic workers think, and there's really awful, awful work here too. When it looks super cool when the face opens, like the 2 weeks lady, you know, 2 weeks, 2 weeks. And, but Arnold's face is there.
So
like,
dumb.
Why didn't we have Arnold's actual face there? Is that because the whole piece? I don't know, man. But you know what I'm talking
about? It looks like they used
taxidermy.
Yeah. It looks like they used the same blow up head every time his eyes pop out underneath her there. And it's like, oh, we blew it up like 5%. It's like 105% of Arnold Schwarzenegger's head volume in this little prosthetic inside the 2 weeks lady.
Dude.
The 2 weeks lady is scary.
Very scary.
It's so creepy.
Very scary.
It's so dumb. It's all so dumb.
I love just, Johnny Cab.
Oh, yeah. It's unsettling to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Ironside, until you said his name out loud, it did not click with me who this man was. That's Sam Fisher from Splinter Cell, baby.
From Splinter Cell?
It's a video game. Dude, it's an iconic voice. Should we rate this
Super
movie?
Troopers guy too?
I don't think any of us have super dumped.
I don't want to. I don't want to. There's no point.
I don't think I have
What's
any.
What's the point?
My super dump. I know what my super dump is.
Mine's
I want to find
him. Carter says.
So there was the mutant that like opens the door, the secret door for them. You know what I'm talking about?
Thumbelina. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
He has a relationship with Thumbelina. He's my super dump because he's an awful dad. He in the world of Dad or Day Afternoon, it's like he spends all of his time in a brothel, and it's alluded to at the end as they're having their like the Death Star's blown up moment. Yeah. Like that this girl that we've seen too was like his daughter. So that means his wife is the lady that was the psychic before, and we never see them together. And it was just this weird, like, well, they look alike. So yeah, let's go ahead and make them father and daughter. It's like, huh?
Yeah.
So that's my super dump.
It was very I'll just super dump the mutants in general. The tummy mutant was good. All the other mutants were very much like Star Trek rubber forehead aliens. I was like, I feel like there's something cooler we could have done with that, but it's just like it looks like they like got some leftover Klingon foreheads and microwaved them and let them drip down the side of their faces. It's just not a very cool design to me.
Yeah.
Not enough triple boob. That's my.
But there sure was a lot.
Never enough. Let's rate it using the scientific cinema scale, which is perfect. And as follows, the best thing we could ever say about a movie is own it, don't lend it.
Buy that poster.
The next best thing is buy it. That's followed by rent it and then stream it. After that is forget it. And last but certainly least, the worst thing we could ever say about a movie.
God hath forsaken us.
It's a poster. It's a poster.
Whoa.
Why not, dude? Who cares? It's Total Recall. It's ridiculous. I would put this poster on my wall. This movie's stupid. As I was watching it, I was just like, this is what this is about. This movie is what Dad Day Afternoon is about. If you don't like it, that is okay. But if you don't like it, be okay with being like, I just don't like what this movie is.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it achieves every
goal. If you don't like
it,
you have to tell me why. And if you can't convince me, then you have to change your mind.
Yeah, you can't agree. You have to agree with me. No, I just think that if this movie achieves every goal it sets out, and like it does it in such a stupid way. Total Recall's a poster.
This is a dumb and bad movie. And I had so much fun watching it this time and every time. And I think it'll be a rent for me.
Wow.
Listen, I can't imagine myself being like, let me sit down and watch all of Total Recall again. Really anytime soon from now.
Really?
This is one of those where it's just like, okay, I got to watch it to remind myself how dumb and bad and fun it is. But I'm probably not going to want to buy this and reach for it off. So, okay. A long time ago, there used to be these things you could buy called Blu-rays where you'd put them in and you'd own like a physical copy of a movie. I can't see myself reaching for a physical copy of Total Recall.
Really?
So it'll be a rent for me.
Interesting.
I'm going to buy it because if I'm going to have, it's wild because it doesn't make, if I'm having a Arnie night, and we're having three movies that we're watching throughout the day. Because really there is such thing as too much, maybe. I don't know, for some people. I think Total Recall just misses the cut for me. And that's not to say that there aren't actors out there that get to have more than three by the posters. But I think in terms of like, if I'm trying to make a holy trinity of Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'm watching Predator, I'm watching Judgment Day, and to be honest, before I'm watching Total Recall,
Say
I'm watching
it.
Batman and Robin. I'm watching Mr. Freeze. I'm choosing Mr.
Really?
Freeze before I choose Quaid. Yeah.
I think I'm choosing Jingle All the Way for my third.
No, I can't
there.
Not. That's only holidays for me. I need it. It's sacred, right? So if you add in, if it's holiday season and we're doing all this Arnold stuff, then maybe Total Recall is fifth. But still, like, I'm watching everything Arnold does, but it's a high buy.
Arnold movie for me. Maybe number
it's
going to
be a lot for a lot
three.
Of people. I'm certain for a lot of people it is.
Is all of us have the same top two, which is Terminator 2 and Predator, right?
I would say those are mine.
I would say
or Predator,
Judgment
Terminator
Day, 2. Judgment Day, Jingle All the Way, Total Recall, then Predator for me.
Really?
Dude, The Running Man is also so good. That should probably come back for a Dad or Day. Really, we should just get in here and have another Arnie series because there's Conan, there's Commando, there's The Running Man. There's just so much goodness.
I think I just like silly Arnold more than anything else. And this movie feels so silly. It just hits my spot.
He's in development right now. He's got 7 upcoming projects. One of them's in development. It's another Conan movie. Legend of Conan. And he's playing Conan, obviously.
He's going to be sitting around a fire telling stories of when he was younger. Probably. And it's going to be like Glenn Powell or something as young Conan.
Oh, that's good. Well, there's Total Recall. Next week we got Heat. Kind of a different vibe on that one.
Pretty different.
Pretty different vibe different on that
in
one.
Terms of way a movie make you feel and watch it.
I can tell you what, I've seen Heat and my dad would not have the patience to watch it. This is just a my dad thing. This is not an all dad thing. My dad would never have the patience to watch Heat and I don't think he would get it either. Wow. To end today's episode, maybe we each say our name and just give our best Arnold grunt.
That's fine.
I think that feels good. For Two Chunks and a Hunk, I'm Jordan and
That's good. That's why he's one of one, because who else can you do an impression, a no words impression of?
Yeah. Blue from Blue's Clues.
I'm Doge. I'm Doge.
Your ignition was Ray.
Yeah.
You were like,
So this is an alternate universe where Ray Romano plays Bruce Banner and Arnold Schwarzenegger plays the Hulk.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's like, Deborah.
I'm Carter and there's so much tongue. I feel like your tongue has to get so wide.
Yeah.
Dude, how do they not have the worst headache? Their heads almost blew up. And then they're like,
without
kiss me.
Oxygen and atmosphere for a long time.
Callie was like, they're just back to normal?
Yeah, they're just fine.
Yeah, Total Recall.
Yeah. They're just fine.
Yeah.
They're good. Oh, feeling better now. Because my skull, I guess they just pop back into shape.
Yeah, they're pretty. Skulls are famously pretty resilient. Eyes too. Well, see ya.
See you at the party.
We don't know how to end it now because you said last week we're not allowed to say it anymore.
Yeah,
now
what do we do? I didn't say we're not allowed.
Now what
to.
Do we do?
Just
we're
it.
Stuck.
Now we just say, radio. What if we radio fade every episode? What if we just slow radio that's fade? Fun. I think that's
Carter. I like that. I like your ending. Let's give it to us.
I've already done. See you at the party. Why are we going to the party?
Because I got invited.
The no arms party.
It would be rude not to go. What? The no arms party.
On the invitation, you.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.